A singles-friendly restaurant has just opened doors to those with lonely hearts. If you are single, would you dine there? Do you think maybe that will end your life as a single dog? That sounds promising for me. I'm very interested in this topic. And we will talk about, there's pretty much an app for everything these days. Although...It is a fact that we enjoy all that convenience that is brought by these apps or mobile applications. But have you ever wondered, are our lives hijacked by these apps as well? We always want to hear from you. Just send us a WeChat message as we are EZFM Roundtable. Or you can find us on Sina Weibo. Just search for 轻松调频 Roundtable. Our podcast listeners can find us at Roundtable 圆桌会议 there. Now on Roundtable. And I get this...window of opportunity to respond to some of our WeChat listeners. I'd like to say hi to Lu Wei Guo. I hope I got your name right first, because this dude has got the sofa today.
Oh, wow. Goodness. Congratulations on winning that epic battle.
Yes, and he's, yeah, pretty early and had got the time right. So congratulations to you. And I think it's a new name. I don't remember him from previous shows.
I think it's a new name, too, and I always love to see new blood in the throne, in the Game of Thrones.
Oh, okay.
Wow, I guess he was hiding somewhere in the house.
And I'd like to say hi to Jesse, Anna, Liu Xiaomi, L.Y. Fei. You guys are awesome. I love you, too. L.Y. Fei.
Hello from Beijing. So much love.
Hello, hello.
Hello there. And there are so many of you sharing your thoughts with about the first topic. I think because our generation, or people, most of the guys that are listening to our show are probably the children's generation. And then it's something that we feel we want to say...And it can be very hard that mom and dad, you got it wrong, and maybe you're using your own money and you have the freedom to do all of that, but don't waste it on this fake stuff that is called health products.
And I think internationally too, and I'm speaking as an American, this resonates with people all around the world, is that when you know, taking advantage of our loved ones who are older, it makes us feel bad.And I'm going to call my mom tonight.
Yes, please do that. And can I just quickly respond to Jessie, who is crying right now? She's saying, I got the sofa today, He Yang. Well, yeah, maybe I got a little confused with the time, like the exact time, second-wise. I'm so sorry. I apologize, okay, Jessie and Lu Wei Guo, you know, you guys are both really great. I'm sorry, you know, can we reconcile and let's just be friends and it's a Friday?
can we all just share that sofa together? Yeah. Come on, guys.
Yeah, I think we can do. We can do with that.
Yes.
And Jessie, you're always welcome to the show.
Yeah, totally. Mm. So, yeah, I think just talking to these guys...Yeah, it makes me feel really good. Yeah, and now I'm going to direct you guys' attention to a topic that I picked out for this show.
I love this topic.
Same here. Same here. Well, there's good news if you've ever found yourself sitting alone at a table for two and feeling slightly awkward. A singles-friendly restaurant has just opened in a shopping mall in Guangzhou. If you are single, would you consider going to this restaurant? So, okay, let's just have a quick yes and no answer to the first question.
Yes.
Yes.
Now, I want to follow up to this question by describing...Literally, you described my last night as I was sitting alone at a restaurant waiting for my food to dab out, to get takeout.
How is that possible, Ryan? Look at you. How could it be possible?
I'll tell
you.
What happened? I was lazy last night. I didn't feel like cooking. So I was like, well, what sounds good? It was a pizza place. I don't know if any other Beijingers have heard of it. Ramo, it's really good. Anyways, I went there.And I felt so lonely because I was by myself and there was just groups of people laughing and being around each other. And I felt awkward, like I shouldn't have been there by myself. So that being said, that's the reason why I said yes.
Okay, but then you'll know that this restaurant you're going, whenever you step your foot into that restaurant, you're being labeled a single dog.
I don't care. I don't care who knows. Anyways, let me tell you about the restaurant first, okay? So this restaurant, which could be the first of its kind, we've just heard about it recently, so that's why we're talking about it. Yi Shi Wu. It literally means house for the happiness of one. Anyways, so let me tell you a little bit about this. It's divided into two areas, a singles area and a party area. Forget about that area. I'm just kidding. But anyway, in the singles area, there is a tablet on the wall, which not only plays videos for you if you feel like some entertainment, but you can also ask or do this kind of game where you connect with other people sitting alone. And if you guys want to sit together, you can sit together. And that's so magical. I thought it was really cool. I mean, it's a fun way to go out and have dinner. If you're single, you don't have to go there. You can make your own dinner and go to these other restaurants and forget about people looking at you differently. But at least at this place, you can have fun being single, and I really like that.
Yeah, I think the boss of this restaurant is really smart, and he takes many factors into consideration to suit the different needs of the future clients. There is a single area, right? So if you want to stay alone or you want to know other single people, there is space for you. And if you go there with friends or fam or other members, there's still room for you. Well, I must say he's really smart and he can do business well.
Yeah, I think he's really smart for sure. But this was actually not all that original. Apparently this is, I don't know whether it's a separate branch or a spinoff idea of what South Koreans already have in their country and exactly pretty much the same, the one-person dining experience, and that is the selling point. And I just like to add one thing to what Ryan has described earlier, that yes, it's sort of like you have your little cubicle to have your own dinner if you want to, and then, yeah, there is this tablet in front of you that you can watch shows as you eat your own dinner, and also there's this button, and if you click on it, and then the wall in front of you can, like, disappear, go down, and then you get to see the single person that's sitting in front of you behind the wall.
Exciting blind date, kind of, right?
It could go either way. Yes. If the guy or the girl that's sitting in front of you, you know, after this magic wall disappears, is someone you think have potential and maybe you can fall in love, that is, like, the best love story in the world.
And it could be me. I'm just kidding, guys.
Okay.
I'm just kidding.
And if it's a guy that looks exactly the opposite,
yeah, that's
to
the
Ryan,
question.
Then I'd be doomed, right?
So kind.
And then it'd be awkward. So what will happen then?
Then I thought about this. Maybe I've thought too much about this. Actually, I think, is it an option to just quietly and gently reach for the button again and then press, and then this wall comes back up?
So rude.
Is that too bad?
I mean, at least you're trying to be gentle and quiet about it instead of just like, nope, and pressing the button.
Not like on The Voice, you know, when they turn chairs, not with that such great force, but just gently and just without, you know, avoiding eye contact and then just pressing the button again, and then, you know, you're back to your single life.
Yeah, what about a nice chat? What if a nice chat firstly, and then, well, you say, I have something to do, maybe it's time to close, to push the button and let the wall close.
You ladies, jeez. You know, looking at this restaurant too, I thought of another reason how this could be useful in my life. And I thought of that because I'm a big guy. I'm 6'3", and I eat a lot of food. Okay. A lot of food. And so, yes.
Let me explain to our listeners what 6'3 is all right? Ryan, you should be so proud of... Okay, just sit there and feel good about it. Okay, 6'3 is... more than 1.9 meters.
Yeah, so I'm, well, okay, I'm not shooting... I'm not tooting my own horn
here.
I'm just saying the obvious. I'm tall, okay?
Okay.
And so I eat a lot of food. And tall people eating a lot of food, I think the two are the same. And so sometimes to add, like, fuel to the fire, as they say, some people are looking at me. I'm all by myself. Imagine my eyes are all sad. And then I'm thinking they're judging me. And all this food comes, and they're like, oh, this guy, he must be ordering for someone else. No. I order for myself. It's embarrassing. So at least in these circumstances, I can have my single consumption and not feel guilty about it.
Yeah, that's the interesting thing. Yu Yang, do you think this would make people feel less guilty or more guilty? That you're going to a restaurant that is having the selling point that it's only single people in here?
Well, I want to share my feeling, my true feeling.
Yes, please.
I'm not very comfortable with myself going to the restaurant, the general restaurant, not the singles restaurant, because maybe it's the problem of myself. I thought people might look at me with weird looks. Well, at least I thought people do. But the one advantage of these single restaurants is that I don't have to fear anymore. I don't have, I will feel awkward at all. And speaking about the portion which brought Ryan the confusion, well, I'm always confused when I go to restaurant and order food. I want to try this, I want to try that, but I can eat only this much. So it is a dilemma, you know. So I hope these single restaurants can offer smaller portion to the single people and offer variety so that people can have diverse food with a reasonable price.
I also thought, what about the opposite? What if I'm newly single, I'm a mess, and I just want comfort food?
Yeah.
Make a menu of just like brownies and chocolate ice cream so someone coming in can just come down, sit, cry by themselves, eat their comfort food, and go. It's brilliant.
That is brilliant. And Joey, our WeChat listener, is saying, lonely eaters have their reasons. Maybe they just want to have a quiet meal by themselves. And I think that's a really interesting point, as in today's society, I think some people are choosing to be single. Maybe that's not like a huge portion of our population. But there's a lot of people that are sort of comfortably single and they're spending.
Well, I think globally, divorce is growing. I can't say that, but I think, at least in the U.S., I feel divorce is very common with my generation. And it seems like in Beijing, at least, we've talked about it. You know, divorce is growing. People are getting married at a later age. So there's more of a single market here to work with. People are, I think, on many levels, becoming more comfortable being single.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm seeing. But, you know, this isn't the first. The South Koreans definitely had the kind of idea for this maybe themed restaurant, but we're also seeing it in other places, like N Mall in Amsterdam. And reading about this special restaurant, it only provides one-person tables. So it only has one-person tables. In the other one, you could go to a party area and whatnot. But this one is specifically for the person that just wants to eat alone. And it's been doing so well in Amsterdam that they've actually spread it to New York, which is really surprising because maybe this is something when I do head back to the U.S., I'll see more of.
Yeah, and I agree that these single people have a very strong purchasing power. Well, they don't need to save money for kids or family, at least for the present, so they have a greater consumption needs for themselves. And they don't want to stay at home with kids, or they don't need to stay at home with their kids or partner, so they prefer to spend more during holidays and weekends. Yeah, so strong. I see a strong purchasing power, and there's a single economy there.
Yeah, there is a single economy, and there is, you know, when you're a young independent woman earning your own money, and you don't have your family to worry about. Just it's like the perfect moment in your life. Your parents
are still relatively young, mm-hmm. and they're energetic, they can do their own thing, they don't need you as much, and you haven't started your own family yet, it's only you.
But maybe you're looking to.
So yeah, that's what I feel, and I think that young people out there, you should so cherish those few years in your life. And what do? You spend it on yourself. And what did I do when I want something nice for dinner and I don't really want to share food with other people and I don't feel like socializing with them? Maybe I'll go out, dine out on my own, just like 孤独的美食家.
Wow, that's a lovely name.
Yeah, and that's the Japanese TV series that I've promoted so many times on this show, The Lonely Gourmand. And it's about your own experience, you spending time with yourself. And I think that is something a lot of urbanites are enjoying these days. And tell you what, I think it's the loneliest thing ever if you're living with someone that you don't really love. So sometimes if the couple's experience is not as good as being single, then it's great being single. It's kind of nice staying that way.
Yes, Haiyang, it reminds me of a media person called Cai Yani, and by the end of 2012, this Cai promoted her video Dining Alone in Chinese 一人食, which has been played on Youku for 10 million times. Yeah, you guys are actually promoting the concept of dining alone, enjoyable experience, very quiet, very soothing, but quite inspiring and enjoyable.
I definitely think, you know, what you preach in here, love yourself, is a very awesome message. And everybody, especially our listeners, should all love themselves because we love them. But there is, so as I was talking about this kind of restaurant platform, we've talked about how there's more singles now, maybe more than ever. And what I wanted to talk about is another example of this restaurant that I thought was particularly weird, okay? And that is Moomin, which is a character hippo from a Finnish cartoon. But in Japan, people, you know, they've taken that idea of dining alone, but instead on the other side of the table, as I understand, there is a Moomin toy, which is very cute, sitting opposite of you, which you would sit opposite of and feel less lonely. I feel like if I was at a dinner table and eating with a cartoon stuffed animal, I would look like a crazy person. You know, like if someone took a picture of me and I'm sitting there talking to this Moomin as I'm eating my dinner alone, maybe that would raise some red flags.
Okay, what if instead of the stuffed animal, it is Iron Man? You know, a model like that, you know, in the opposite end of the table, what would you do?
Dang, Hyung is made a very good argument.
Or, you know what? Well, even better, Captain America.
Yeah.
I know you like him.
Well, okay, yeah, that's true. And you know what? I would probably not sit on the opposite side of the table. I'd sit right next to Captain America and be taking selfies the entire time, making it look like me and Captain America are having the best lunch ever. So that's what I would do.
Okay, Ryan, I can't decide whether I like you more or less after you sharing.
No judging.
We never do that on Roundtable.
Yeah, maybe it's a little bit weird.
Cool.
Watch your words. Don't get me wrong. Well, Ryan, I understand why you feel it's weird. You are 6'3", 6'4", dude, right? Mm. Sitting behind a cute Moomin toy. But the thing, maybe not that bad for girls, right?
Yeah, that's a good point.
For girls, it's a good place to take selfies.
You know, I concede my point, Yu Young. You made a very good point, and that is maybe it is a little more geared toward a gender, right?
Mm-hmm.
But, okay, so one last example, though, that I really wanted to bring up, and that is in the U.S., I guess they have taken notice, there's this place called Top of the Market, and tables for single customers are set besides an open kitchen. And so basically the chef kind of comes out and cooks in front of you, But basically, the chef is required, too, to also kind of talk to you and whatnot and ask you about your day. So basically, it's you and a chef interacting. And I thought that was really cool because if you are a lonely person, we've been talking about loneliness. In America, it's very common for bartenders to also be very people-friendly persons that get to know their clientele that come into the restaurant or whatnot. So I think this is resonates with me as an American, as a cool place, and a very interesting way to have this restaurant setup happen.
Yeah, that's very true. And I think with this, I think we can now call it a trend of, you know, a growing singles population in China right now, be it, you know, divorced people or just people who are not really in a relationship. And you see this a lot in especially big cities, at least more and more, I suppose. And we have, I think official figures show, more than 180 million single population in China right now. And so I think this kind of business and service is definitely going to pick up more and more. And I'm not really preaching or promoting that people should stay single, but what I want to say to people and share with people is being singles can be cool too. Don't feel bad about yourself.
Yeah, you can be single and fabulous.
Yeah, that's like the slogan on our show, and I don't know how it's become to be like that, but yeah, why not?
And I think something we can all agree on is that you should love yourself, and that's so important in a relationship and out of one.
Love yourself, enjoy life, and I think before you leap. And if you fall into a relationship, that's good as well. But anyway, love life.